The Medford Senior High School Science Olympiad team has qualified for a national competition coming up yet this spring. My guest is the Science Olympiad coach here in Medford, Brad Paff. And Brad, for a lot of people, this is going to be all brand new. So let's go. If you don't know where to start, go to the beginning. What is Science Olympiad?
Science Olympiad is a team competition involving a whole bunch of different branches of science. It's got biology, earth and space science, physics, chemistry, engineering, problem solving. It's got the whole gamut of science skills.
So how is a competition structured?
The structure is we've got, at the state tournament, for example, 23 events that we competed in across that whole range of categories. And each team competes two students in that event. So we send in our top two students to go do the chemistry lab event. Or we have a couple students that build and fly a helicopter. Or design a computer program that's going to run a certain simulation. Take a test on a topic. And these students have studied since September. As soon as we got the events, they dove in working on those events right away. In some events, they get to take in some notes with them. Sometimes it's just their raw knowledge, depending on the event parameters.
Now, is it under a time limit?
Yes. Each competition takes place during about a 50-minute time period.
And how do you score points?
For the individual event, they score the test, and at the end of the test, whoever's got the best score on it is the winner, and they rank all the way from top to bottom. They make sure that they have tiebreaker questions, so that there's a clear distinction between the best and the lowest teams in the field. Then as far as the team scoring is concerned, if you score first place in your event, you get 1 point for the team. If you score 20th place in your event, you get 20 points for the team.
Oh, so it's like golf. The low score wins.
Exactly.
Okay.
Low score wins. So your perfect score would be a 23 at the state tournament. That doesn't happen. It's a little too competitive for that.
How long has Medford been competing in Science Olympiad?
I believe Medford has had a team since about 1991.
So quite a while.
Yes. Science Olympiad started in Wisconsin, or nationally, in fact, in the late 80s. And Medford's had a team for quite a while. And we've been contending with the top teams in the state since about 2003.
So they're just, it's not broke down in big school, little school, any of that. Everybody competes at the same level, yes?
At this point, yes. Everyone competes at the same level. Early on, there was a large school and small school division. But right now, we are up against teams such as Menominee, Madison West, DC Everest, Marshfield, you name it.
How many students are involved in Science Olympiad?
In Medford, we have typically about 60 at the high school level. And then the middle school also has had up to 20, 30 kids per year.
And as I understand it, you break it down into a varsity and junior varsity competition, just like the sports teams do.
Right. The varsity team at the state tournament or at any tournament is limited to only 15 students, and they can only have 7 seniors on that team. So with 60 kids here, we try to put 4 or 5 teams out there so that we can have students competing in the events that they'd like to do and have their choices, whether they want to do anat and physiology or disease detectives or astronomy or whatever. More teams gives them more opportunities to do the events they'd like to study.
How many competitions do you participate in per school year?
We went to 6 tournaments this year. We've done 3 invitationals, our regional in Wausau, and then we also went over to Menominee's regional as kind of a scrimmage. We weren't taking medals there, but it's really good practice up against Menominee, who was the state champs the last 3 years.
We'll continue our visit with Medford Science Olympiad advisor Brad Paff, including his description of the unusual way Medford earned the trip to nationals after this.